is Philippe Heller with Your Home Connection Radio, and glad to be with you. Joining me today in studio is Jamie Hawks, who is our supervisor and our senior inspector at the Real Estate Inspection Company, and also Nancy Ruggles from Windermere. And we are going to cover a bunch of different things today. If you have any questions about the topics we discuss, please be sure to let us know on our Facebook page. And the easiest way to find that is to go to homeconnectradio.com. It'll take you right to there, and you can leave us questions or comments and on anything related to home inspections or even real estate. And we'll do our best to either answer the question or get the answer for you. Today, we're going to cover a few important topics that come up during an inspection, or that may come up, including the dreaded M word, which is mold. A lot of people don't even want to talk about it. A lot of real estate agents out there just cringe at the thought of it. But it is something that comes up, and it's something that a good home inspector should be educated to identify, at least, and bring up, even if there is no mold, at least conditions that may be conducive to mold. And we're going to talk about that because, again, our position, our perspective is that we want to reduce everyone's liability. And we think that if we find these things during an inspection, it's always better to get it out up front to avoid any kind of lawsuits after the transaction. So Jamie's joining us, and I know you have some thoughts on this.
Hello. Yes, mold. So, you know, whether you're selling a home or buying a home, or even renting a home and mold something you're concerned about, first off, don't let it freak you out. You know, mold is something that's oftentimes misunderstood and overstated, especially in the real estate transaction. So what is it, and how does it arise in a house? Mold's just a fungus. It's not a plant. It's not an animal. And most often, it comes from a moisture problem in the home, in a structure, in a building. So some of us out there may have heard the term black mold, or maybe on the news they report toxic mold. This is not a specific type of mold, but it's often used. And really what they're getting at there is it's a type of mold that might produce mycotoxins, and that is what can be harmful to our bodies. So a couple things on how it gets into the house. We go in for a home inspection, and oftentimes we'll hunt around looking for a moisture issue that has been going on for some time. So if you have a home with poor grading around the house, maybe your sprinklers are spraying the house, you have a roof leak, these defects in a home that allow moisture to get in, if left unchecked, can create or allow, I should say, mold to grow. And structurally, over time, that can cause weakness in the home. But the most concerning part of it is for your health, occupying the house, right? With as far as is it being a health hazard, your average person, it's not so much a concern. It's more of with infants or elderly. If you have some sort of a respiratory condition like asthma or an autoimmune disorder even, that's the time where you'd want to have a mold inspection performed. So whether you're just occupying the home as a tenant, you're buying a home, you're selling a home, that's where a good mold inspector will come in, take some air samples, and determine if inside the home has a higher spore count than outside. And that's what it is to have mold, as if the inside of the home has a higher spore count.
I think a lot of the requests we get to do mold testing is from a family that has an elderly parent who's going to move in with them and maybe have a compromised immune system. And so they're just concerned about, really, it's an allergic reaction that most people get to mold. And I think one of the heads up is when you're out there looking for homes, whether you're a real estate agent with clients or a buyer, you know, if use your senses. Smell the house when you walk in. Hopefully it hasn't been opened up, you know, all day. And if you see a lot of oil burners or some incense or any kind of
scented candles
candles that are burning in every room and every corner, that should raise a little bit of a flag to you. They're either trying to cover up one of two things, a moldy odor or pet odor.
Yeah, you know, it can be hard to detect, but if you smell a musty odor, kind of like taking a wet towel and stuffing it in a drawer and letting it sit there for a couple of days, that distinct must if you smell that in the home, there's a good chance that there's a mold problem. And we want to do further investigation at that point. But, you know, what's interesting is most mold problems we find in a home are more on the small side, meaning that they are easily fixed or addressed. So that's important to keep it in perspective, not to freak out when you hear mold or the house has mold, you know.
So, Nancy, you work by the coast in Encinitas. She's a specialist in Encinitas, and we've found that a lot of those houses along the coast obviously have higher humidity. Have you ever had mold affect a transaction or have a buyer, you know, change their mind, or has it ever come up when during a transaction?
Yes, it has, actually. And what I found is if we walk in and my client smells mold or mildew and it's really strong, they're generally not interested in the house.
They walk away.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, if it's really strong, because it's scary for most people. And a lot of young families who have children aren't willing to even see if there's mold or to see what the risks are. They're just not interested.
I could see that. You know, you walk in, it's like buying a used car. If you get in there and it has a terrible odor and you think, I'm never going to get rid of this. I'm never going to be able to make this right, so I don't even want to start here because it may be a hole that I can't dig out of.
So if you're looking to sell your home and that odor is there, maybe if you've been living in it, you're not going to notice this musty odor. But if your realtor helping you sell the home walks in and brings this up, perhaps we should address it before putting the home on the market.
Absolutely. I would say remedy that before you put it on the market, because people who walk in and smell that, we're going to lose a lot of buyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. So, Jamie, walk us through what we do. There's basically two categories of sampling that we do. Mm-hmm. If you can see it, if you can't, take us through the process of how we collect samples.
Yes. Well, first off, the home inspection industry is changing. And one of the things that we've done is we're now including a mold assessment within the home inspection. Now, traditionally, you're buying a home, you get into escrow, you hire a home inspector, and they're not going to include or evaluate for mold. That's a separate inspection. And generally, you're going to pay a good $500 to $700 extra to have that mold inspector come in. So what we've done is we've combined with the home inspection at no additional charge a mold assessment. So we're going to go through the house and look for these conditions that create a mold problem. And when we see a red flag, we can then do samples, air samples or swab tests. And what that is a little machine we set up and it draws air in. This gets sent to a lab and they can tell us, based on comparing samples taken outside the home, if the spore count is higher inside the home. And that's what it means to have mold. Mm-hmm. But first off, let's go through the house. Let's see if there's anything that warrants taking these samples, if there's any red flags. We're going to go through the home with a thermal camera and a moisture meter, trying to identify moisture intrusion or plumbing leaks, these things that create the problem. And once we find that, we can evaluate whether or not we need to go further and do testing. I'm sure a lot of people have seen under your kitchen sink, right? You might see the black stuff if there was a leak going on there. And that might be a mold that we can take a sample and send it to a lab. But this is on the smaller end of mold that we might find. And if that's all the house has, let's keep it in perspective. Let's get that one spot fixed and move on.
Yeah, the one problem is when people immediately start to freak out and engage a remediation contractor, because they're used to billing insurance companies. And as such, their rates are ridiculous. You know, they start charging for every roll of tape and every pair of booties that they go through. And so you want to, you know, you really want to have somebody who's knowledgeable and not necessarily a contractor who stands to make money off of the remediation, kind of put it in perspective before you go straight to that step. Now, Jamie, you were touching on conditions that are conducive to mold. And I think just this last week, just yesterday, I think you found a condition that over time could lead to a mold problem, and that was the missing rain cap on the chimney.
Oh, yes, yes. So up on the roof of this home, it was built in 2009, so fairly new, but the builder had just somehow forgotten to put a cap up on the chimney. Now, this is a big, tall house, two levels up. And when we did the roof inspection, we could see that chimney cap wasn't on. So over the last 5 or 6 years, it allowed rainwater to leak into the ceiling. You go upstairs in this house and you can see this funny looking stain on the ceiling, and there's this black stuff in there. So it was just a roof leak that went on for 5 or 6 years unchecked. But the reality is that we fixed the leak, and then there's a small area on the ceiling that we might cut out the drywall, patch it up. And in a few days' time, this no longer exists. So with that, if this person sells the home, there might be a disclosure that the house had mold. And we get that a lot when we come in to do the home inspection, where there's this past disclosure 10 years ago that the house had a mold problem. And that tends to freak people out a little bit. So we can go in, we can look at what it was, evaluate if that condition exists, but oftentimes it's gone. Thing of the past.
Yeah. So Nancy, now back to the coastal areas again. You go in there and you see where windows are sometimes corroded, old aluminum windows because of the salt, and perhaps a electric panel has a lot of rust in it because there's a lot of humidity in there. And that is that leads to a potential mold or mildew problem, especially in bathrooms. Have you ever gone into a house and overall it looks pretty good and it's not really a mess or moldy or anything, but you go into the bathroom and it's completely mildewed around the caulking or the the grout? You've seen that before.
Or on the ceiling above the shower.
Exactly.
Lots of spots.
Yeah. And the reason for that is people don't do good fresh air exchange.
Ventilation.
Ventilation is probably one of the leading causes of mold. People take showers, they close the bathroom because they don't want that steam to get out into the rest of the house, and it condenses on the walls and sits there on, you know, until it evaporates. And if that room's closed up, there's no fan, that can always lead to that mildewed section. So if you have a house like that, make sure you crack a window open, leave the door to the bathroom open, really try and air it out when everyone's done showering.
You know, a great practice is if you have the exhaust fan on the ceiling, just leave it on for a half hour after you've done or you're done taking a shower. But now you can go down to a hardware store and you can actually get models that have a built-in humidity sensor. So they kick themselves on every day when you take a shower, and then they turn themselves off automatically. So that's a great upgrade to do if you're getting that black spot
or,
in the bathroom.
Or replace your switch, the on-off switch to the fan. They now have plenty of timer switches, either dial or push button, where you can just push a button and that fan will stay on for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And that way you can close the door, hit that 20-minute button, go off to work, and you're not leaving that fan on all day. So that's another very simple upgrade that you could do if you're not ready to replace the fan. And it'll really help you, you know, ventilate that bathroom and reduce the mold and mildew. We were coming up on a break, and on the other side, we're going to continue with some mold topics, how to address it, what to do if you do find it, some of the proper ways to clean it up, and then we're going to move into some other great topics which you, as a home buyer or real estate agent, will need to know to help your clients.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have 4 convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. And college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Dare to get to know another way of working, another way of political thinking. The Social and Counterparty of Baja California, a new political option, a party for the people, an independent party that will work to recover the peace in the state. Look for them on social networks or at your local committee. Social and Counterparty of Baja California, a new political option. All businesses start with an entrepreneur, that person that uses their ideas to transform their life and those of others. If you want to create or expand your company, come to the National Entrepreneur Week and look into receiving the support you need to achieve it. Register from October 3rd to the 8th at gob.mx/Semana del Emprendedor. The Secretary of Economy and the National Entrepreneur Institute invites you. Government of the Republic.
The CNDH takes a stand for human rights. They take steps to help ensure equality for Indigenous towns, so they are taken into account and can participate in making decisions that affect everyone's communities, while making sure their customs are respected. You too can recognize them and take a stand for the rights of the Indigenous. You are not alone. Come to the CNDH. 25 years by your side.
Hey, it's Ryan Russillo. If you run your own business, you should know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to post your job on all the top job sites to find the best candidates. Now, with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites and social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Ryan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/R-Y-E-N.
Welcome back. I'm Philippe Heller with the San Diego Real Estate Inspection Company, and I'm your host on your Home Connection Radio, joined again today by Jamie Hawks, who's our senior inspector and supervisor, and also Nancy Ruggles, who's a real estate agent in the Encinitas area. And we're talking about mold this hour. We've got some great stories to share and also trying to put mold in perspective. As a company, our inspectors are all certified to identify mold and conditions that are conducive to mold. And we try and bring that up, in a as pleasant a way as possible during the home inspection so that, again, there's limited liability after the transaction. We don't want sellers being sued. We don't want buyers buying houses that they're not happy with. And, you know, agents, it's a bad experience all the way around. So it's a good idea to find it up front and hire people who know what they're doing so that you can avoid any problems after the fact. Before the break, we were talking about various issues that can lead to mold. Jamie, what do you do if the inspector finds a bit of mold? Let's say there's a little mold by a shower, and then again, if we find mold under a kitchen cabinet, what's the difference?
Yeah, if it's a small area like the caulking in a shower, I think it might be reasonable just to clean it with the appropriate product. You know, in a shower, diluted bleach might be acceptable, but there's areas under a cabinet where it might warrant cutting out a small area of the drywall, make sure everything's dry, the leak doesn't exist anymore, and then patch up the drywall. So a lot of the smaller mold conditions or mold repairs really come down to fixing a leak and then replacing some drywall. So you've got some paint, patching and painting and some drywall work. And I'd say that that's the majority of mold conditions we find in a home is a small leak repair and then some drywall repair. There are conditions where it's been going on for so long and there's this huge moisture source where it does start to rot the framing. So your wall studs or your floor joists, that can start to rot if it's left unchecked.
And you had experience with that where there was long-term exposure in an upper-end home. Now, that wasn't necessarily the typical black mold we see, but that was actually a fungus that feeds on wood. Explain what happened there.
Yeah, they call it poria. And so it's white, and it looks like a white foam. This house is a very, very large house with a raised foundation, so you can crawl underneath the house. And this home had a koi pond. The koi pond sat up against the exterior walls, and turned out that from day one when they first built the home, this koi pond sitting up against the foundation wall had been leaking into the floor space, so leaking into the floor joist. And because it was down in a crawl space, no one had been underneath there in years. So we're doing the home inspection, and I'm got my suit on, and I'm crawling underneath this house, and off in the distance, I can see this foam hanging from the floor joist. And it's kind of funny because the first thing I thought is, why did they use spray foam underneath there? I don't get it. And as I got closer, I realized what it was. In the crawl space, we wear a respirator, so you can't smell a whole lot. And boy, if I took that thing off, the odor was so strong underneath there. In this house, when we first walked in, you could smell a musty odor when you walked into the front door. So there was the signs that were there, but they had maids that were coming in and cleaning every day and using cleaning products that were quite strong. So it was a bit masked. That was a serious mold problem, and that might require removing the koi pond and redoing the waterproofing and putting it all back together. And of course, to fix rotted out floor joists, now we've got to pull up the flooring. So this is a major construction project, very expensive to fix. But with regards to mold, though, this is the exception. In thousands and thousands of home inspections that I've done, that was, you know, this is once that we've had one that big.
Yeah, it's rare, but it just goes to show that you want an inspector who's good and thorough and gets all the way into every crevice of the crawl space, if there is one.
Well, you know, even if you're not buying or selling a house, just have it checked out periodically, because the amount of damage that this caused, if it had been caught within that first year or early on, it wouldn't have created much damage. It would have been a matter of just fixing the koi pond instead of tearing apart the house.
And redoing the bathroom. And that brings me to my next point. Where we find mold can be significant depending on how hard it is to get to. So if we find mold under a kitchen sink and it's gotten behind the cabinetry, obviously, that's more significant than just something on a wall next to a shower, which is easily accessible. We've found that. And that, just as you were talking about the bathroom, that requires removal of the kitchen cabinets, counters, and that's what escalates the cost of mold remediation.
Yeah, if you've got a dishwasher in your kitchen leaking, you know, below the toe kick, and that goes on for some time. Unfortunately, there's cases where they would have to tear out the cabinets to really clean it up properly and to get to it. Now, the reality is that most times when a dishwasher has a leak and it does create some mold underneath the cabinets, it's usually just the dishwasher gets replaced and eventually the cabinets dry out. So this is another condition we find quite often. Maybe a water heater leaked and got replaced, and now the water heater, the platform it sits on, has mold underneath there. And it dries out. And if an area that does have mold is dry, it's less concerning, but still needs to be cleaned up properly.
Yeah, and typically the rule of thumb is that bleach and water is a common kind of suggestion to clean up mold, but it's really only for non-porous surfaces. If mold has really taken hold in wood and has been there for a while, or even sheetrock or any porous material, wallpaper, curtains, anything that is porous, it really needs to be cut out and replaced. And, you know, as a seller, you probably want to take care of this ahead of time. It's a lot more affordable if you do it up front than you're in the 11th hour of an escrow and have a buyer saying, well, my remediation contractor wants $25,000 and you're over a barrel. It's a tough spot to be in, and that kind of stays with the house. This brings us back to getting this done at a pre-listing inspection. Include, you know, a mold test, and it's a great way to provide that information, a clean mold test, or if they do find mold, you know, that you've already remediated it before you put the house up for sale. It will just give your buyers a better comfort level, and you probably will get the full asking price or whatever, you know, the offer is that you accept. It's not going to be renegotiated.
Yes, and you know what? And you're still going to disclose this. You're still going to let a potential buyer know, hey, you know what? We had this leak over here at the water heater or at the dishwasher, and it created some damage. We've addressed the leak, and we've cleaned up the problem. And usually the home inspector will confirm that or can see that, and it doesn't become a worry. But of course, you'd have to have the house checked out before putting it on, right, on the market for sale.
Yeah.
And it gives the home seller a chance to really get ahead of it and not get gouged in the remediation costs.
Right. Now, Nancy, you train new agents. And I'm assuming that a big part of that training is talking about disclosures. What do you tell? Let's give people some free advice here.
Okay.
What's your best advice for new agents regarding disclosure? Should they hide things from potential buyers and hope nobody finds it to close the deal? Or what's your take? What do you tell people?
So when we're talking about buyers, it's location, location, location. Mm-hmm. We're talking about sellers, it's disclose, disclose, disclose. Never try to hide anything ever. And I tell my sellers, fill these out really thoroughly. I mean, it's important for everyone to know.
Yeah. Yes.
Disclose, disclose, disclose. Never hide anything that you know.
It really...
Very bad idea.
Yeah, even if it's a dog that barks next door, because, you know, I've seen just with my neighbors who have gotten into spats about that. But you're absolutely right. And things like mold is another one of those items that you need to tell the buyers. You need to disclose any work that you've had done. And it will keep you, and as an agent, because you always get dragged into a lawsuit if they come up after the sale, it keeps you and your clients out of trouble.
The deal could fall apart, too, at the end if you haven't disclosed, for example, the dog, and they come over for their final walkthrough and they find that the dog is obnoxious next door.
Mm-hmm.
You could fall apart at the very end.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So disclosing everything, really a good idea.
And as far as the defects in the house, people, I think, are worried if to write down too much, right? You're selling your home and I don't want to disclose too much. But it's really the opposite of that. If they have a good home inspector come in, they're likely going to uncover a lot of these things. And oftentimes the primary source of renegotiation after the home gets into escrow is the home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get those things out in there up front, hey, let's say your house needs a new roof. Let's get that up front and let the buyer write the offer based on knowing that, having mm-hmm. that information, not at the 11th hour.
And most of the things that come up in a home inspection really kind of fall into two categories also. A lot of them are just maintenance items. Now, simple maintenance items are not necessarily a disclosable item. So take care of those things. Then, you know, if you fix a dripping faucet, that's not really a disclosable item. It's just a maintenance item. Take care of that long laundry list of honeydews, if you want to call them that. And that way, when a buyer does bring an inspector in there, his list is not going to include all those maintenance items, and it's going to make the seller, you know, it's going to make the buyer feel a lot more confident. As seller, you're going to sell the house for more money. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about home warranties, and Nancy's got some a neat property that she wants to share with everybody. And if you can't tune in right now or you can't listen to the whole show, make sure you check us out on the Facebook page and you can listen to a rebroadcast of the show.
Hey! Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Today's cool sports story. Washington State held a coaches versus cancer auction earlier this week, and one of the items was the chance to sit on Idaho's bench when the Vandals and Cougars play on December 7th and call Idaho's first play of the game. The winning bidder, Washington State coach Ernie Kent, who bid $2,000. It's for a great cause, Kent said. Idaho and Washington State are located 10 miles apart and play one another every year. Idaho's won the last 2 years. Don Verlin, Idaho's coach, was delighted with Kent's bid and said he'd be happy to share his bench with him at the beginning of the game. As for calling the first play, Verlin wasn't so sure about that. Here's an idea. Let Verlin match Kent's bid and call the first play of the night for the Cougars. That would be cool. I'm John Feinstein.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
Call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Go to Fuller Honda, where they exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Their professional sales team is committed to a no-pressure, high-integrity approach to your ownership experience. Best of all, the new Honda lineup features some of the best fuel economy on the market, along with contemporary styling at affordable prices. The Fuller family has been servicing San Diegans' automotive needs for over 60 years. Fuller Honda, exit Auto Park Drive off the 805 freeway in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
Home Connection Radio, and we've been talking about mold and how that can affect a transaction, and we're covering some good stuff, but there's a lot to it. So if you have any questions, please reach out to us. You can reach us through our website at sdinspect.com or through the homeconnectradio.com, which brings you right to our Facebook page for the radio show. We're going to transition now to home warranties, and remember that a home warranty probably will not help you if you find mold after you move into a home. They'll help you with anything that breaks after you take possession, but you know, don't buy a house with problems expecting the home warranty company to take care of it. On that note, we have changed a little bit our home inspections, and this is something you should look for whether you hire us or a different inspector, is make sure that they're documenting the condition of the things that are okay in the house. And this is very important when you do have an issue, especially in the first month or so. Home warranty companies are notorious for trying to deny claims and saying that something is a pre-existing condition. If you've got a home inspection that's well documented and there's photographs and you know, maybe videos of things that are working, it's very hard for them to deny the claim. Jamie, give us an example of some of the things that we include to document that they are functional.
Yeah, let's back up a little bit on that. A lot of buyers now are getting a home warranty when they purchase a house. And is this something, Nancy, that's usually written in by the buyer's agent to the contract that,
yes,
that they want? Okay. And yeah, you'd say most of the time a buyer would get a home warranty?
I usually will write in the contract that the seller will purchase a home warranty for my client. And if the seller won't, I buy it for my client.
Wonderful.
I think it's important to have a home warranty.
Yeah, as a home inspector, I highly recommend having a home warranty in place. And it's a great peace of mind for your major appliances if you have air conditioning or even something like a pool pump. And we come in for the home inspection, and something might be functioning that day, and in a year's time or before can go out. So it's great to have that in place. But don't expect the home warranty to cover something that was a pre-existing condition. We find that occasionally when we're out at a home inspection, a realtor might imply, don't worry, that'll be covered.
Yeah.
But
That's insurance fraud, people. Don't do it.
That's only for the things that were working. So, yeah, as Philippe was discussing just a minute ago, your home inspection report will document that your furnace, your air conditioner, your pool pump, these
appliances,
kinds of things, your water heater, your wall oven, these were working. And if it should go out, you're going to call up your home warranty. They're going to send out a representative, maybe heating and air contractor. And, you know, they're an insurance company, so they're looking to deny claims.
Well, here's the problem. It's not that home warranty companies are inherently bad.
No.
There are some that are better than others, of course. But the problem is, obviously, they don't have contractors in every market. So they contract with contractors locally in different regions of the country who are willing to go to a house and perform repairs typically at an under market rate. So they'll tell, let's say, an AC guy that, you know, they may go out and their regular fee is $150 to go to a house and perform a service. Well, maybe they're only going to pay them $75. So some of the less reputable contractors will sign up thinking it's a great way for me to get my foot in the door. They don't want to do the job for $75. So they invent problems that cause the home buyer, the policy holder, to become scared and say, well, this isn't covered under the home warranty, but luckily I have all the parts on my truck and I need to charge you retail, but I can do that today. And this is a problem, and any home inspectors who are listening today probably can share this sentiment with me. It's very frustrating because they will always throw someone else under the bus. Either the seller didn't tell you, your home inspector didn't find it, whatever. And that's why it's really important to document the things that are working at the time of the inspection so that you can hold that company responsible. And Nancy, you brought up a point during the break, which is if you are a policyholder of a home warranty and they're denying a claim, what should they do? What should a client do?
Get in touch with your agent, because generally the agent has chosen the company that you used. And you want to get in touch with them, go to upper management or your rep. Most of us have a rep who comes to our offices who represents that company. But I've been able to get the claims taken care of as long as it was not an existing problem.
Right.
It has to. If we have it documented, then it's much easier to get it done.
Yep.
Sometimes you have to go above to upper management.
You do. And I had a situation on a house I inspected a while back where the client wanted to put in a water softener. And this was 4 months after the inspection, and the water softener company came out and said, well, your pressure's too high. We can't install it. You know, maybe your home warranty will cover this. And the home warranty guy, you know, sure enough, came out and said, oh, it's pre-existing condition, even though it was 4 months after the close of escrow, so anything could have happened. Luckily, in the inspection report, we take pictures, we document what the water pressure is. But he originally tried to, deny the claim and charge full retail for it, which was very dishonest. And these guys get away with it. Luckily, we had the report. We were able to show them, no, this was working at time of inspection. And that guy quietly had to just replace a part at whatever rate the home warranty company negotiated. He wasn't happy, but he had to do it. So now, as far as other items with home warranties, you know, there are some things that are not included in a base home warranty. So if you're buying a house that is a little bit, you know, more sophisticated, in other words, it's got air conditioning, it's got a pool, maybe the roof is not brand new and you're a little concerned about it, please be sure that you realize what the home warranty is going to cover and what it's not going to cover. For example, if a water heater develops a leak, they will come in and replace the water heater. They're not going to repair the secondary damage. That's going to fall under your homeowner's insurance policy. So you want to make sure your homeowner's policy is good and you don't have a ginormous deductible, you know, because then you might be faced with a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. But things like pool pumps, solar pool heaters, any equipment like that, you want to make sure that your home warranty policy covers it. So that it will be covered in the event that it stops working. Jamie, do you have any stories of people who tried to claim things that just simply weren't covered?
Yeah, for some reason, the water heater is a common topic with the home warranties. And we've seen they send out a plumber, and he might find an unrelated topic with the water heater. That's the reason why they can't pick up the claim. So maybe the water heater goes out and there's a problem with the flue pipe, which wouldn't cause the water heater to fail. Now, generally, that's going to be in the home inspection report. We would have told the client to fix that. But, you know, I think that with your home warranty not covering the resulting damage of a water heater failure, it's a good idea to occasionally take a walk around your house and look for problems and fix an issue when it starts early on. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about mold. A water heater can leak and go on for months and months and months and then create so much water damage. So you're going to save yourself money in the long run by staying up on the maintenance of your house. Now, most homeowners are not going to want to go on the roof and go in the attic and go in the crawl space. So from time to time, contact a local home inspector and have them come in and just go through the whole house. And for a small fee, if there is something like the koi pond issue we discussed earlier, they can address it then.
Mm-hmm. I always say that it's like your car. You don't wait till you have a blowout on the freeway before you replace your tires. When they're getting near the end of their life, you go ahead and proactively replace the tires. You replace the brakes. You know, you take care of it. But for some people, for some reason, people don't do the same with their homes. They don't have their garage doors checked. And we had a great guest, the garage door medics, on the show before. And there's a lot of injury that can occur, a lot of cost if your garage door fails, and it is something that should be serviced. Water heaters, when we make a recommendation that your water heater is 10, 12 years or more, and we recommend replacing it, it's a proactive task that you can do, because like Jamie was saying, a leaking water heater can cause a lot of damage, drywall, flooring. I've had my own house flood years ago from a bad water heater, and it's very upsetting.
Yeah, a little plumbing leak, you know, it starts to drip and drip into the wall. And what's interesting with regards to mold in the house is it can germinate and then grow and produce spores in as little as 24 hours. Mm. So a leak develops, and in just a week's time, you could have a much bigger problem. So be aware, you know, look under your sinks occasionally, check out around your water heater. If you've got some sprinklers outside that are spraying your house,
Turn them,
or call your landscaper and have them adjust those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so on the other side of the break, we've got our last segment, and I know Nancy has a great property that she wants to share with everybody. Again, if you guys have any questions, please post them on our Facebook page, and we'll address them both on that page and on our next episode. Otherwise, stick around, and we will be right back on the other side of the break.
Tycourt Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycourt Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycourt Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycourt Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top-quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Hi, I'm Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company. When buying real estate today, it's more important than ever to have a thorough home inspection to protect yourself. When quality and experience count, contact the Real Estate Inspection Company. We're the largest home inspection company serving San Diego for 10 years. After checking hundreds of items throughout a house, we provide a detailed, computer-generated inspection report. And we use the newest and best infrared thermal imaging at every inspection 7 days a week. Check us out at sdinspect.com. That's sdinspect.com.
So here at the Mighty 1090, we have this office space. We've got these old pictures on the wall. I was looking the other day, we had a meeting. I see my guy Mike Shepard in there before La Jolla Hair, MD, before he called 844-567-HAIR, and then I'm looking at him after. I swear, Mike, I see you every single day, but to look at the pictures then to now, it was stunning what's happened at the top of your head.
You know what? It's even stunning to me because I look up there and it's like, who's the bald guy? That was me!
Right.
And I actually have hair now, thanks to Dr. Shafu and his team at La Jolla Hair MD, LaJollaHairMD.com, and the Neograph procedure, which is a revolutionary breakthrough in hair restoration.
Absolutely. And Mike, here's the thing about Neograph. No scalpel, no scar, no pain, no downtime. And everybody out there, the call is free. So what do you have to lose? The first consultation's free. Call now. If it works for you, Mike, $1,000 off.
Absolutely. It's La Jolla Hair MD, LaJollaHairMD.com. Give them a call, 844-567-HAIR. 844-567-HAIR.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes, I sent him in to check out the pipes.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on more important things. With over 30 commercial, auto, and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
I got something else. Are these toy cars?
Had to send in backup.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
Again for joining us this afternoon on Your Home Connection. I'm Philippe Heller, president of the Real Estate Inspection Company, and great show today, guys. We've talked about mold and home warranties. These are two big topics that come up in pretty much any transaction. I think anytime somebody's buying a home, that's always in the back of their mind as well. Does it have mold? Does it have, you know, different issues? And that brings me to the topic of what do you do? How do you pick a home inspector? Because it's somebody that you've never met. You're probably not going to meet them until they show up. You know, your real estate agent, if they're a seasoned professional, they're probably going to be a good source of, you know, suggestions. They'll recommend an inspector or two or three to you. Do your homework. Just like in any relationship, whether it's contractor or you know, even your agent that you're working with, try to get to know them. Look at their website, see what they're going to do, if they're going to give you that level of comfort that you are expecting. Do you just, you know, you're confident the house is great and you just want an inexpensive one to get through this step of the process? You know, that's one choice. If you are more concerned because you're putting down a lot of money and you don't mind spending a couple extra bucks, you know, make sure, look at the sample reports, look at what the deliverables are, talk to the inspector ahead of time. Most inspectors are pretty friendly, the ones that I know, and they're willing, you know, they talk for a living. They do inspections and they present the findings. So you want somebody who's going to give it to you straight. They're not going to blow things up. They're going to be willing to take your calls both before and after the inspection, after they get your check, which is an important topic. So take your time. Really check them out. We're always willing to answer any questions, whether you hire us to do your inspection or not, even after the fact, if you have questions on your report. We just love the industry. We love doing what we do. So never hesitate to give us a question, you know, send us a question. Nancy, I wanted to let you talk about your wheelhouse, which is Encinitas, and you've got a great house coming on the market. Why don't you give us a little heads up on that?
I do. I have a beautiful home right now for sale that is it's spectacular. It's an estate. It's at 1301 Blue Heron. It's just north of the Encinitas Golf Course. You can actually see people teeing off when you're standing up on the deck. It is a spectacular home. It's 6,125 square feet. feet, sits in over an acre and a half, and it's just gorgeous. Anyone who walks in just says, wow, as soon as they enter. Absolutely gorgeous home. Would love to get this one sold. It's 2.699. It is in a neighborhood where the homes just up the street are selling between 2 and 4 million. Wow. And it's just, it's a spectacular house. It's the White Mansion on the Hill. The neighbors call it the Mick Mansion.
That's a big property right against a golf course. Usually they try to pack the houses in really, really tight there. So
this one is one, it sits all by itself. Mm-hmm. It sits on the hill. Anybody who lives or in that area will know the White Mansion on the Hill.
Is it completely landscaped? Or
It's landscaped close to it. It's landscaped on the big driveway that goes up to the hill, mm-hmm. but the rest of it is not.
Is that an HOA?
No HOA.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right by a golf course.
Spectacular home.
Which golf course is
it? Encinitas Golf Course is just to the north in the Quail Gardens, Encinitas Estates area.
Beautiful.
Spectacular home.
How old is the house? As an inspector, that's the first question I ask.
And I should know that right off the top of my head. I'm drawing a blank. 2002.
Oh, so it's fairly new.
It's fairly new.
Okay. So any buyers out there, you're going to have probably a pretty clean home inspection.
Less defects.
Fewer defects, yeah. Yes. And Nancy, we always like to let people know, how can they find out about this house? Where do they look for the listing?
You can look online. We have a website for it at 1301 Blue Heron in Encinitas.
Okay.
You can look on my website, Ruggles Realty Group. And you can also contact me at 619-788-6388. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to be doing an open house probably not this weekend, but the following weekend. And I'd love to see you there. It's a great house to see.
Okay. We'll put that those links on the show notes on our on the show's Facebook page so that anybody who wants to go out and check it. It sounds like a beautiful spot just to go look at the golf course and see anyway.
It is a lovely home. And it's perched on the top of this hill. And it's spectacular.
Yeah. It sounds
one
gorgeous.
Of the nicest homes up there.
How far from the beach?
We are 5 minutes from the beach, 5-10 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. I live in Ramona, so.
A little closer than
that. Yes, anything less than a half hour is close to the beach.
Yeah, it's close
in
to
my
the
opinion.
Beach. Yeah.
All right, awesome. So, again, and what else do you, you're an expert in that beach or in that Encinitas area in particular, right? But do you cover any other parts of San Diego?
I live in Encinitas, so that's my home, and I love Encinitas. Mm-hmm. My business is built on referral, mm-hmm. and so I end up all over San Diego. I actually do a lot down in East Lake Chula Vista, of
really?
All places. Not close to home, but I have a lot of clients down there who still refer me.
Interesting.
I have a couple in Oceanside that I just had an inspection done on last week. So I sell all over San Diego County. I love Encinitas, prefer Encinitas, but I have clients who I love working with, and they keep me all over San Diego.
And is Encinitas staying busy through the fall? Now, we've seen a little bit of slowdown. You know, it just doesn't have the fast pace as it does in the spring or summer. So how's Encinitas doing? Still rapid pace?
It's a rapid pace if things are priced well. Mm-hmm. And anything under 700 will have multiple offers.
Yeah, easy.
Because there's not much inventory. There's very low inventory. So that's a lot of the problem.
I think that's true of anything west of, you know, Highway 15 is if it's under 700 grand, it's going to go lickety-split.
Yeah, you price it right, you'll have multiple offers.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good. Well, unfortunately, we're coming up on the end of the show here. So I just wanted to thank everybody. Nancy, thank you. Jamie, thanks for taking time out of your day to join me. Again, I just want to let everybody know that we are available to you as a resource. I don't want to sound like we're just selling our services to you, but we really want you to reach out to us. We have a lot of good information on our website that's free and available. You don't have to sign up for anything, but you can go there and learn a lot.
Yeah, you know what? Call us, email us anytime. And if you are a homeowner or home seller a person even buying a house, we'd be happy to come out and do a limited scope inspection, or at least give our thoughts on something. If you're having trouble with selling your home, buying your home, whatever it may be, give us a call, email us anytime.
Jamie, how can people get in touch with you?
My email address is jhawks, H-A-W-K-S, at sdinspect.com.
Excellent. Or just call our office and we'd be happy to connect you with Jamie. Let's see. Yeah, if you are buying an older home, let's say you're not going to the coast or anywhere in San Diego, you know, 50s house, 70s house, whatnot, go to our website. We've got a great resource there. It's called What to Expect And it's a series of white papers on buying older homes. And, you know, they're different. Older homes built in the 40s, 50s, 60s are different than houses built in the 80s. And every era has something to look out for. So we want you to reach out to us, and we want to help you make a good decision. Our website is sdinspect.com. Again, you can find all these resources without paying for them, and we're always happy to help. And please send us your questions or comments on the show notes. And you can get to the show page at homeconnectradio.com. And we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.